Elementary students in Seattle public schools get far less time to eat lunch than district policy requires. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, a University of Washington study found that's affecting child nutrition.
Students in Seattle public schools are supposed to get at least 20 minutes to eat lunch. But the researchers found that none of the elementary schools they visited gave students that much time. The average time to eat was just 13 minutes. And the study showed that the less time kids had to eat, the less they ate. At Hawthorne Elementary School in Columbia City, kids got just 8 minutes to eat and threw out half of their lunches on average. The researchers analyzed food waste and found that kids ate the least nutritious food first and threw out their fruits, vegetables, entrees, and milk if they didn't have enough time to finish. Without a nutritious meal, it's harder for students to learn. Compounding the problem, lunchroom managers reported less time to eat at schools with more low-income students. The University School of Public Health conducted the study at the request of a school district wellness task force. Seattle parents formed a group on Facebook last year calling for the district to enforce its lunchtime policy. Principals told the researchers that they can't extend lunchtime without cutting into state-mandated instructional time. The study's authors offered recommendations like moving recess before lunch, giving students more time to get to the cafeteria, and encouraging healthy eating habits. Seattle schools did not have immediate comment about the study's findings. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.